supports, see themselves dealing with difficult people. You do the same. See yourself in the future living in the home you want to live in, decorated the way you want it decorated, looking at your bank accounts and your statement accounts and your investment accounts with the money you want in it. See your business run smoothly. See clients and customers and patients flock to you because they're attracted to you. And I dare you, I actually dare you to use this process deliberately and consciously. Before I wrote my first book, and I was very insecure about writing my first book. I mean, who am I to write a book? And then I started imagining myself doing book signings and signing the books and people coming up and telling me, oh, your book made a big impact on my life and thank you. And I saw the benefits of being successful. And so if you think of this process of it's some kind of selfish thing, it's not. We're on earth to be of service. You're on earth to use your potential. You're only using 5 to 15% of your potential right now. That means there's 85% more potential within you to be of a better service, to help other people, to create services and products that help other people. But you have to give yourself permission, and I mean that seriously, permission to take the time every day to deliberately think about what are my challenges coming up? You know, how can I mentally rehearse handling that challenge so when I get there, I'm fast on my feet, that I feel confident, and that I feel enthusiastic? When you deliberately take the time before you do anything to imagine the end result, what you're really doing is you're opening up channels of creativity and help from unseen sources. These images are important because, again, they're the language of the brain. And I have to share with you, when you're imaging the positive outcomes that you want to experience, you actually become so much more enthusiastic about your future. And the word enthusiasm, the root meaning is God-inspired. So once you've imagined good things coming to pass in your mind's eye, you feel a sense of eagerness. You're aflame with enthusiasm, and you're literally, your power expands, and your involvement in any kind of thing that you do becomes contagious, which means you're magnetic, and which means you're attracting to yourself exactly what you want in your life. If you're listening to this program, you want abundance in your life, and you have to take 100% responsibility for this abundance because you are the source of your own riches. You are never going to find security anywhere but within yourself. There is no security in life except for the abilities, talents, and skills you have to take care of yourself and the attitude that you will do whatever it takes. I think the greatest power we have to direct and control our life is through our thoughts, because thoughts are real. They are like sunshine and they radiate out. See, each and every one of us acts like a powerful broadcasting station that sends out positive or negative vibration. This is a universal law. It's not a concept. Like attract like, our thoughts attract people and things that match those thoughts. And everything we know in today's world that was once an idea or a thought before it could exist into reality. And one of the greatest rules for success in creating abundance is focus on what you want instead of what you don't want. And remember, what you focus on, you will get, because energy follows thought. If you focus on being poor, the poorer you become. The more you focus on prosperity, the more you picture it, the more you're willing to do it. So you have to take responsibility for your dreams, your goals, and you have to be responsible for making sure that you envision yourself as the person that you want to become. Think of it this way. Your imagination is like your own personal laboratory. You see all the possibilities. See things can be done, how it can be done. The power of your imagination is unbelievable. Again, it's your own personal laboratory where you can rehearse all the possibilities, map out plans, visualizing, overcoming obstacles, because imagination turns possibilities into realities. Folks, it's been my greatest pleasure to share this information with you. Highly recommend you take this program, share it with your loved ones, people that you work with, people that you care about. Go to miltier.com, M-I-L-T-E-E-R. At the top of the page, put in your membership site number, and you will find the four reports that I've created that will back up this program, the transcript of this program, an MP3 player that you can download the program on your iPod. We also have some faculty coaches that you should check into that is available to you at the membership site. And be proactive here. When you have a challenge in front of you, don't let the challenge best you. Don't let anything best you. Take and use this phenomenal computer that you have called your mind. Imagine the person that you want to become and pretend to be the person that you want to be, because we're a self-fulfilling prophecy. And this is your opportunity to take your life right now and make it extraordinary. I have total faith that anyone who takes this information today and puts it to use will see a remarkable dynamic change in your life in a mere 30 days. So this is Lee Miltier thanking you for being with me today. I would also like to share with you that if you missed Focus on Prosperity 1 and 2, that will also be at the membership site for a short time. So you can certainly download those reports and go get that information if you happen to be a brand new member. And again, folks, the way you learn things is to play them 8 to 16 times. The mother of all learning is repetition. So play information into your mind until you feel comfortable. And folks, I'm going to leave you with these thoughts. Your imagination is the greatest tool that you have. Allow all your dreams to come true. This is Lee Miltier. I'll talk to you next month. Bye-bye.